طه به یاسین به معراج احمد به قدر و به کوثر به رضوان و طوبی به وحی الهی به قرآن جاری
بسم الله
به تورات موسی و انجیل.
The successful believers, this visitation تشرف محمد بن عیسی بحرینی reported by Allama Majlisi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Biharul Anwar, Volume 52. This incident takes place in the 16th century during the time of the Portuguese invasion and capture of Bahrain in 1521. The ruler of Bahrain then, his minister, a Nasibi, an extremist. Nasibis are the extremists who have the hatred towards the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and their followers, like the Wahhabi lot today. His endeavor to ruin the Shias before the ruler. He strived to give a bad image of the Shias. God, why are the Shias so lonely? Why are they alienated? This is what happens when one's master is not around. One day this Nasibi extremist minister brings a pomegranate, presents it to the ruler. See, your majesty, the Almighty by his might has written this decree on this fruit. He sees on the skin of the pomegranate and on it is written, La ilaha illallah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman and Ali are the caliphs of the messenger of Allah. The ruler is upset. What do I see on this fruit? He sent for the noblest in Bahrain. Had you not responded to this, my minister, till now, I would not have emphasized. But now, if you do not provide me with an answer, not only will I remove all my support from you, but will behead you all. They said, allow us. We will be back with the answer in 3 days. They came out with 3 days to come up with an answer. But what can we do with these 3 days? They met and thought, worried as to what should be done. Suddenly one of them said, friends, let's select 70 of the best of men. From them they chose 10, and from the 10, 3, the best of the best. He said, we have 3 days to provide an answer. Each one of you, each night, will set off to the desert, away from every livelihood, in search of the answer from the Imam alayhi salam. We are not alone. We are not stranded. We have a master. We have a leader. We have a support. Call him, get an answer and come. The first night the first went, cried, wept, returned with no joy. The second night the second noble returned without an answer. The third night, Muhammad bin Isa Bahraini sets off in the wilderness and in the dark, cries and calls the Imam alayhi salam. Says, suddenly in that dark a voice was heard, Muhammad bin Isa Bahraini, what do you want, my son? He said, I am calling my master, O servant of God. I am calling my Imam Zaman alayhi salam. He said, Muhammad bin Isa Bahraini, I am your master. I am your Imam. He said, if you are my Imam, then you must know what I want. He alayhi salam said, Muhammad bin Isa Bahraini, you have come here for the issue of the pomegranate of the minister. He has deceived you all. Imam said, at night go to the ruler and tell him, you have the reply. If he inquired, say, I will give you the answer in the minister's house. If the minister wanted to go to his house before you, do not allow him. Say to the ruler, if the minister goes before us, I have no reply. You will enter his house. Go upstairs, first room to your right. In the room towards your left on the shelf, you will see a white bag. In the bag is a mold made of clay. And this phrase is embedded in it. When the fruit is small in the tree, the mold is placed around the pomegranate. And as the fruit grew, these words are pressed on the skin. He has removed the mold and presented the fruit with these words to the ruler. Muhammad bin Isa thanked the Imam for providing the answer and says, but I have a complaint to your Imam. And that is, you replied tonight. Then why did you not reply any earlier? Why did you not help us on the first night? Why did we have to wait for 3 days, ya Imam? Imam replied, Muhammad bin Isa Bahraini, it's all your fault. You asked for 3 days to get the answer. By God, wallah, had you called me that very moment, from that very meeting of yours with the ruler, had you called me sincerely, ya sahib al-zaman, I would have given you your reply there and then. Muhammad bin Isa, wheresoever you be, no matter what problem or need you may have, call me, I will reply. Muhammad bin Isa returns to his friends extremely happy. I have the answer. What is the answer? Let's go to the ruler. We will have to go to the minister's house to give you the reply. The minister got worried and wanted to leave before them. With an excuse of you, your highness, visiting me, allow me to leave and make the preparations to welcome you at home. Muhammad bin Isa says, if he leaves a minute before us, I have no reply. They all arrived. Muhammad bin Isa ran upstairs as instructed by the Imam, like someone who has been living in this house from ages. To the room on his right, in the room towards the left, on the shelf and in the white bag. And said, look at this. This is the mold in which the fruit, when it was small, was secured and made to grow in it. The ruler called Muhammad bin Isa and said, where did you get the answer from? Muhammad bin Isa replied, are we stranded? Have we not got a master? We have Hujjat ibn al-Hasan. Our fault is that we have lost the way. If we call him sincerely and seek him, by God, if we can call him sincerely, he would reply, Yabn al-Hasan, Yabn al-Hasan. O the west wind, take this message and voice, this hum of ours to him, my Imam. Ya ra'akallah, ya riha al-saba, intajuz yawman ala wadi quba, sal uhayl al-hayy fi tilka al-riba, hijruhum hadha dalalun am malal. O the west wind, greetings to you. Should you a day again pass by the valley of fame, ask its native, this separation of us, is he with us upset or from us ashamed? وسلام على المرسلين.